Nice.
Made a mess. Literally just like fingered my coffee.
Ew. Guys, oh my God. I'm so sorry for the start of this episode.
They tuned out. They got off.
Good.
They're like, I'm taking this episode. Like, people aren't listening to this one anymore.
They're like, we already know this one's going to be feral. Anyways, hi guys. Welcome back to another episode. I'm Sam.
And I'm Taylor. If you listened to last week, Sam was like, I have two things to say, but maybe we'll talk about them next week. So yeah. We'll talk about them this week.
Yes, I'm excited. I've been ranting about this on TikTok. So if you follow my TikTok, you know I was ranting about the difference in the industries with working with brands, doing ads. And I feel like we're in such a better place when it comes to, if you went to our Instagram, it's so much more organic than like when we were working with the fitness brands. And we just like, I felt like I was a walking ad. Honestly.
You were really good at your fitness influencing.
Yeah.
So you were like ad central because you were really good at it.
Yeah.
Like, and you made sure to fucking push those codes.
Yeah. And it's funny just now being outside of it and looking at some of the other brands, like Dark Sport, for instance. Like, I can't wait to rant about
it. We'll talk about it. And we'll talk about too kind of how influencing works.
Yeah.
Kind of like how we make money, how we do what we do, how ads work, all those kinds of things. So stay tuned. But first, as always, there's so much to talk about ourselves, because you guys know this podcast, we try to give you some value, but really,
I want giggles.
We want to talk about ourselves. No, but by value, I even mean something extremely funny.
Yeah.
We just want to talk about ourselves.
Well, so I got a lot of comments after being at Latchkey this past weekend of girls being like, oh my God, like this is like so wholesome. I remember the summer pod, like the feral summer.
Yeah,
like,
I just want to say wholesome is not the word.
I know. Or just like the sneaky link content. I'm like, wow, now I feel boring. But like then when I posted, oh, I feel boring, a lot of people were like, no, the relatableness of the relationship, like just other things. I'm like, wait, I will always be relatable. It's just different parts of my life.
Well, because life comes in fucking seasons.
Yeah, exactly. And then obviously when I move too, like that's other stuff that people can relate with or just like inspired to be. Because like I do the same with the house content. I follow a lot of people that bought a house, doing the house stuff. And I'm like, oh my God, I can't wait to do that. So
yeah, so many different seasons of life.
Yeah.
But we're keeping it 100 always. Do you have one thing about you?
No.
No. Well, my one thing about me is that I cut all my hair off and I actually literally just blow dried it and put it in a clip. So you can't even really see that much if you're watching on video, but it does look really cute. I just didn't have time to like curl it as I wanted to for this, but whatever. I washed it for the first time. Crazy. But I cut all my hair off. I have never gotten so many swipe ups to anything in my whole entire life. All of you are like, keep your hair this length forever. Maybe cut it shorter. Never grow it out again. And I'm like, wow, okay, like way to just like, everyone's like, this is the length. So that makes me feel good, because my mom was like, if you cut off all your hair, people are gonna not like it. And I was like, wow, rude. She was like,
your mom's just being honest.
Like, I was like, I want to cut my hair short, and she was like, you're gonna get hate comments. I was like, I thought I'd get nice comments, but okay, pop off. And you know what, mom, I only got nice comments. Everyone told me my hair looks so good. And I sent the story insights to my hairstylist. I was like, 1,000 people went to your profile.
Damn.
And she was like, damn, like, holy shit, 1,000 people clicked her name.
That's crazy.
I know.
Wow. Well, my one thing about me is that I haven't gotten asked to be a Valentine yet, and I might have to break up with him.
I was going to ask you that this morning, but then I was going to ask you it here.
Yeah, he hasn't yet. He's got a week and a half left. Not even. Oh, my God. Wait, it's on Tuesday next week or Wednesday?
I want it Wednesday.
Oh my God, this man literally has a week and a half. And if he doesn't ask, I'm done.
I feel like the universe on purpose put the Super Bowl right by Valentine's Day. So that way they'd like test your man.
I know.
Like, how much do you care about the Super Bowl and how much do you care about your Valentine?
Seriously. But the good thing is we did get like the dinner reservation that was well in like I think beginning of January. So I'm like,
he did it?
Yes. So he was doing it, and he
did
was
it,
like,
or did he do it under your like guidance?
Yeah, under my guidance. But yeah, I'm just happy we have that. But either way, if he doesn't fucking ask me to be his Valentine,
you're not going.
I'm not going. Oh my God, yeah, that's right. I'll go on strike. I'm not going to dinner.
100%.
Or no, we can go.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can go.
Yeah. I just think it's not that hard to.
It's not hard. Just someone. Fucking bring me a flower with a card. I don't even need it to be something crazy.
Okay, but actually, I'm gonna. Maybe this is controversial. In school, when you do the Valentine stuff, I feel like growing up, you always ask people to be your Valentine on Valentine's Day.
Yeah. You would get all those flowers in middle school and high school. Do you remember that?
Yeah. If they did, like, send a rose to someone, like, the little grams, or, like, when you're young, and everyone brings, like, candy that your mom made, little goodie bags, and you pass it out to your class, that bullshit. You ask to be someone's Valentine on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, and you get, like, the chocolates and stuff. Oh, when I was in elementary school, it was chocolates. And then once it was middle school, high school, it was the roses.
So why now are we wanting people to ask to be a Valentine weeks in advance? I feel like you on Valentine's Day.
Okay, I'll give him until the day of Valentine's Day, because maybe he'll do it on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, maybe. Am I making a valid point? Do you know what I'm saying?
No, I totally agree with you, because I never really thought about it, because I've never had to deal with this in the last five years.
I've never thought about it either. I'm telling you, until like right now I had this realization.
Yeah.
That my whole life, it was a Valentine's Day activity to ask someone to be your Valentine.
Yeah.
Maybe night before if you're feeling crazy to you know, snag them early.
Do you want
to
know something really sad about the roses in high school? So you would, during your lunch block, they would have, student council would have a table. You could go bring $1. All it was is $1, buy a rose, and you can send it mysteriously to anyone. You just got to like write their name down, whatever. Yeah. And then on Valentine's Day, you'd be sitting in class. It'd be fifth period. And student council would come in and hand out all the roses to the people that got mysterious roses. I never got mysterious roses. Unless I always got mysterious roses from like my like special ed teachers. They were the only ones that would ever send me special roses.
Thank you for sharing that with us.
I know. It makes me really sad. I had no secret admirers in high school.
I didn't either. I just had boyfriends.
Yeah, what the fuck? I had a boyfriend too, and he didn't even send me a rose.
Wow.
No wonder he's my ex.
My school didn't do roses like that, I don't think. That I remember. Damn. Maybe I just like was so out of the loop and didn't get one that I didn't even know.
Yeah. Maybe.
But no.
We should bring that back.
Just do it like in the open?
Yeah.
Oh my god, set up a booth like on on like East or West.
So what, then we would randomly find random people that we had to send the rose to?
No. Like, oh yeah, or like in a bar. I don't know.
No, I'm thinking within our friends.
Oh, within our friends.
Because we know where they live and just drop off roses. And then it would fuck with them so bad. They'd be like, oh my god, who sent me this?
So we just go around the city and put
oh my god, I could do this
in front of their house?
Yeah, I could do this to my boyfriend's roommate who has like a secret admiring crush on like one of our friends. And I'll put it in his mailbox.
Put a note.
Yes, from her. Yes, let's fuck with him so bad. That would be so funny.
Okay, I was thinking we put a booth like in a bar and a guy can be like, see the girl in the green shirt.
Send her rose. Oh my god. We only have this weekend to do it. Should we buy a bunch of like plastic roses? Because we don't need them to be real ones.
I don't know what would be more expensive. Because we're not getting that many.
Yeah. Well, roses right now are definitely really expensive. What time of year?
What if we did like, not roses. Just a flower.
Yeah, or chocolate. Like a Hershey's Kiss.
Just one little
one. Yeah.
They would get lost. The wind.
I would hope they would eat it right away. If I was drunk and handed a Hershey Kiss, I would eat that.
Oh, at the bar.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm thinking we're leaving at our friend's house.
No, at the friend's houses, we would do flowers.
We can't leave one little fucking chocolate on their stuff. They wouldn't even see it.
No, at our friend's houses, we would do the flowers. Dude, I'm gonna fuck with him. We're gonna do it.
Okay, yeah. Wait, let's just like pull a prank.
Yeah.
Let's pull a prank.
Next week.
And you know what's funny? Literally no one else is gonna think it's funny. And we're gonna be... cackling.
No, but I'll have my boyfriend in on the joke, and he can just kind of maybe record it for us or tell us just how he responds to the mysterious rose from his secret admirer.
Okay. We're evil.
Guys, if you're listening to this and have someone in mind that you should do this to, do it too. Let's all just gang up on
it's kind of mean.
Yeah, I know.
It's kind of mean.
No, but so he was so drunk yesterday after golf, came back, we had a fire, and he's ranting about how in love he is with like one of our, not like one of my friends, but like one of our mutual friends. And I was like, yeah, like I think she likes you too, like just kind of fucking with him. And he was so drunk, he was like, dude, yeah, I know, like
Damn.
I know.
Okay. Well, stay tuned if our pranks go as planned.
Yeah.
If we fucking prank people.
Maybe I'll record it for TikTok too.
Oh, yeah. Cute.
A little behind the scenes.
Yeah. We've been talking about this for so long.
I know.
My favorite of the week is the Moon Juice Magnesium Powder.
Yeah, I've been using that for a while, but kind of
explanatory.
I've been overdoing it with the magnesium. I magnesium every single type of magnesium right now.
It's good.
Yeah, it is
do a lot of magnesium too, because my element has magnesium, and then I'm taking magnesium in the morning with my vitamins. Moon Juice Magnesium.
Yeah,
magnesium.
I'm using like a magnesium complex, so it has like 4 magnesiums in one, and then the one at night.
Guys, you gotta be careful. There's different magnesiums. One of them makes you shit your pants.
Yeah, you don't want to be doing
all
that.
Of them. There's one that's a shit your pants.
Yeah.
So just like be cautious. It's like magnesium.
I've done that before.
Magnesium like citrate or something makes you shit your pants.
I have that just sitting in my cabinet because the very first time I got into supplements, I bought that one. And a week down the road, I realized that's the shit your pants magnesium. So it's just been sitting in my cabinet for if I ever need it.
100%.
Yeah. My favorite of the week is fire pits. Mm. My boyfriend got a fire pit and they've had fires a lot this week. I think I've gone to 2 of them. And obviously I'm moving and I've been looking at fire pits now. They're expensive. I want to get a fire pit so that way we can just have fire nights every fucking night
of
the week.
They are expensive, but you can also, in my house at home, it's just cinder block. Like, my dad made it.
Yeah, but I want one of those nice concrete ones.
I know what you're talking about.
You know?
Oh, those are expensive.
Like,
I know what you're talking
about. These ones.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, super nice.
Which this one right here from Wayfair is $650, which isn't like too bad, but it's expensive.
It's expensive. Yeah, it's very expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you could, like, if you just want the vibe of a fire, you can make a fire pit for free if you just, like, put shit in a circle.
Yeah, the one they have is really, really messy.
Yeah. It's nice though.
Like the charcoal, like if you touch it, the charcoal gets like all over you.
I
don't
want
that.
I have a mini one.
Yeah, you do.
I have a mini little one.
Hey, you never really utilize that. I would be sitting there.
We used it a few times, but I ran out of, I need more propane.
Oh.
It scares me to do it by myself.
Yeah, like that one also explode. Is weird because you have to like flip it upside down to turn it on and the rocks are on the top.
Yeah.
So weird.
It's like $20.
Yeah.
you get what you pay for.
Yeah, you do.
Actually, I think it was like $80. I don't know. Whatever. It's cute though. Bring it with me to my new place. Put it on my balcony. I feel like it's against like the rules.
Yeah, but what are they gonna know?
Unless I like burn down the building.
Did you ever have to hide your toasters and air fryers in college?
No.
Because they would do every semester like exam your room, your dorm room, and I had to hide all my appliances because I would cook all the time in my room.
I didn't have appliances. Did I have a toaster? No, I had a meal plan.
Really?
Yeah.
I had the most minimal one.
I was fucking up that dining hall, but my roommate would cook. And oh my God, I can't even get started on my roommates, guys. I could do a whole episode on my fucking college roommates.
Yeah, sometimes I would make the room smell like shit.
My college roommate one time, like, she was so nasty. And like, y'all, my room is messy. If I share a room with someone, like in a dorm, my dorm room was always clean because I shared a room with someone, okay? Putting it that way. But like, I don't judge messy because I feel you, queen. But this crossed the line. She fell asleep with a from Publix, like a thing of wings, like or like fried chicken, same
frozen
thing, no, like fresh, like you buy it and you can just like
kind of like
it.
The rotisserie chicken type vibe.
Yeah, like a rotisserie chicken type vibe, but it's like fried chicken tenders instead in like a container. Fell asleep with it like on her bed, basically like kind of hugging it, like
how the fuck do you do that?
It like was eating a chicken tender, fell asleep on her bed with this like container of fried chicken on her bed, half cuddling it. No,
I don't understand how that's possible.
Yeah, like you fell asleep mid fried chicken.
It takes me a while to fall asleep, let alone eating.
Listen, that was where I drew, like, that was where I was like, this is not okay. You did not just fall asleep cuddling a fried chicken.
Were her dogs out?
Probably. I mean, she was in her bed.
Dogs out eating chicken tenders.
It'd be weirder if she had shoes on.
Yeah, I guess
like
you're
if
right.
She was laying in bed, sneakers
People
on.
Are going to think I have a foot fetish from all the fucking dogs out comments I make.
Yeah, because you're like, because you're always talking about feet. You're always talking about feet. I don't say anything.
Because I know this is like a listening content. So I kind of want to give our audience the visuals.
I have shoes on right now.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, so.
Because you're kind of scared.
Yeah, I put shoes on to, like, protect myself.
Sense of boundaries.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. As you guys know, I'm actually doing online therapy myself. I go every 2 weeks and it is truly the highlight of my week. It is just uninterrupted time where you get to talk about yourself and all your own issues and problems, and maybe not even problems. You can talk about some of the proudest times of the week, some of the best things you did that week, whatever it is. You can just talk about anything that's on your mind and get this advice or feedback from an unbiased source. It is truly the best part of my week. I'm not kidding. I love it so much. I can't wait to go next week. Therapy is really helpful for learning positive coping skills, learning how to set boundaries, and it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. And it isn't just for those who've experienced a major trauma. And if you've been thinking about therapy, definitely give BetterHelp a try, because it's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. I feel way more comfortable doing therapy online at home. It just is a better environment for me to share really personal information. And on BetterHelp, all you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire and you get matched with a therapist. And you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. So this Valentine's Day, become your own soulmate, whether you're looking for one or not. Visit BetterHelp.com/onething today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/onething, onething.
All right, hot goss. Wait.
We're done.
Okay. Hot gossip.
Somehow we went from fire pit to my roommate chicken in bed.
Yeah, I don't know how that happened.
Yeah, I don't know. It's okay. Hot gossip. Mine, I know you didn't watch, but the Grammys were last night.
I saw some TikToks.
I love the Grammys. I literally upgraded my Paramount Plus subscription so I could watch the Grammys. Okay. Oh, the streamers. I hate it. Whatever. It was really good. Miley Cyrus, best person there, 100%. Her first Grammy. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that is
crazy.
But then
I thought about it. She doesn't really make Grammy music. Like, she was famous as a kid.
Yeah.
She's not really a Grammy type person. Her first Grammy, she was best dressed easily.
Oh, my God. Her dress was stunning.
She had, like, three.
Yeah.
What? So she had, like, a red carpet one, which was, like, no clothes, really, like, sexy. Slay. In the audience. Slayed. Her performance.
Yeah, the performance better. One.
She looked... her hair looked fucking great. Her tattoos look great. Maybe want to get even more tattoos. Fucking love her. Someone swiped up on my Snapchat and was like, her performance was so weird. That's literally the worst take I've ever heard. It was so good. You're on crack. Noah Kahan got robbed. It's okay. It is what it is. I was very upset. I was recording the screen, so I was like, he's gonna win. He's gonna win. And when he didn't win, yeah, that was a tough loss.
Who was it?
Victoria Monet. Exactly. She sings, I look fly, I look good.
Really? That's interesting. How do they even vote for the Grammys?
So it's not necessarily who's the most popular. It's a mix of the most popular, because you have to be, has to be a, like, people that can be fucking nobody. Mm-hmm. So it's a mix of being kind of the most commercially well received, but also just the Recording Academy, which I guess is all these people vote on, also what they think is the best musically. So it's kind of a mix on what's the best musically and the most popular. So Noah Kahan not winning is insane, because not only is he the most popular one, I went on Spotify, has like triple the monthly listeners of everyone else, including Ice Spice. His music is the best, so that's crazy. Zach Bryan won a Grammy, so that's really cool for Breonna Chicken Fry.
I cannot wait to listen to BFFs when Dave rants about how Brianna was sitting, like, next to Taylor Swift. Yeah. He was going crazy on social media about it. I'm like, yeah. Dave, I love you, man, but, like...
I'm not a Swiftie. I'm not a hater. I'm just not in the club, right? I like her a lot more after watching the Grammys, because she just had a really good vibe.
It's crazy to me, though. I was thinking about it, reflecting, how long she's been doing this for.
Yeah.
And she's not aging. Like, she looks the same.
She's been doing it since she was, like, fucking 12.
Yeah, she looks the same. It's the most... But it's her and Miley, too. They... Obviously, Miley's had a change of character. Yeah. But... the two of them have been doing it for so long.
If you told me Taylor Swift was 23, I'd be like,
yeah.
Okay.
It's crazy to me. I don't even know how old she is.
32.
Oh, damn. Okay. But either way.
35 almost. She's almost 35 because she's a year older than my sister. She was born in 1989. My name is Taylor Swift. And I was born in 1989. So she's like 35.
34.
34.
Yeah.
Turning 35 this year.
Yeah, no, crazy to me. Like,
but I have a new
respect for her
because Taylor Swift is easily like
Miley's 31.
In that room, the most successful person in that room, like currently. There was other crazy, like Dr. Dre was there, Beyonce was there, like other exceptional people. But like right now in this moment, Taylor Swift is the most famous, most successful.
Mm-hmm.
And she was acting so like just having fun and like really excited for everyone and like standing up for everyone that performed, like standing up dancing, like standing up for everyone's speech. And I feel like if she wanted to, she could give the whole like, I'm a little bit too good for this right now.
Yeah.
But she was just like really like being like very down to earth. Like, she's like a normal girly there.
She is.
I wish Travis Kelce was there.
I was honestly expecting, I was looking like in the videos and stuff. I was like,
Super Bowl is next weekend. Boy, oh, yeah. Practice.
Yeah.
He can't be traveling to the Grammys. He has a Super Bowl.
That's so true.
Yeah. And you know, the rules are the same for everyone. Can't miss practice.
Mm.
Can't miss your shit when you got the Super Bowl, even if you're Travis Kelce, I guess.
I know.
Which is crazy. Like, I feel like he could have gone, but I guess, you know, your team is your team.
Yeah. You know, he's also had the biggest glow up of all time, which I know. Like, no hate at all. She's had quite a bit of plastic surgery, so that's why she's kind of had a glow up, is Brianna Chicken Fry. Like, she looked so good last night.
I see pictures of her on TikTok. She'll come up on my thing, and I'm like, who is that?
Yeah.
It takes me a second to be like, oh, it's Brianna Chicken Fry.
No, she looked incredible. But
yeah, I wish they, like, matched a little bit more. But that's
what, the two of them?
Their own, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, which another thing, too, is
everyone's outfits were so boring.
See, I didn't really see that many outfits. So.
I only saw outfits on TikTok from people commentating on the red carpet, and someone made a great point. It seemed like there was a stylist strike. Everyone was just wearing like a black dress, like, mm-hmm. like it was prom.
Alex Earl was wearing black with just like a slick pony.
Yeah, but I respect it because it like the night wasn't about her.
Yeah,
you know, wear your black dress. Like it's not your thing.
Yeah,
like you're just like background character.
Yeah,
like she looked pretty, but the fucking stars were just like,
yeah.
Not really wearing anything.
I'm trying to think of who else was there that stood out to me.
Bro, everyone was there.
I know. They even had, like, for the content creators, they even had a viewing party in LA, and it was at a stadium.
Mm.
And they were just at a stadium, and on the screen, it was just the live Grammys. I'm like, wait, who's where? What's going on? Because it was all just blending together. I was like, are you at the Grammys? Oh, no, you're just at the viewing party.
Yeah. Well, it was really good to watch. SZA was really good, too. Also, Lizzo was there. Are we all over the cancellation of Lizzo? I couldn't give less of a shit, but Lizzo was very canceled for a while, and I feel like that just like went away. So I'm just curious, are we done with that? What was the consensus of the world? I don't know.
Lizzo was like, crickets, so as we hated. Wait for them to respond.
Yeah, let me know. But like, yeah, I just found it weird. I'm like, wow, like, are we just back on the Lizzo train? I'm cool if we are, I really don't care. But everyone was kind of like, we hate Lizzo, and then Lizzo was at the Grammys.
Yeah. Well, enough of the Grammys. Let's talk about the Austin McBroom drama.
It's fake.
It's at this point fake. All the Snapchat stories, especially with his brother going over to the trailer and full recording him. I'm sorry, but if my brother was going through that, I wouldn't be recording it and laughing at him.
It's fake.
And posting on Snapchat. At this point, it's fake.
It's fake.
I did feel bad at the very beginning when he got kicked out, whatever, but now it's gone too far.
I think the entire thing is fake.
Yeah.
I think the divorce, everything, I think it's fake.
I don't know. I hope the divorce isn't fake, though.
Me too. But I think their whole entire life is calculated. Everyone's talking about them. I think it's literally all fake. His stories are getting... At first, they were just him talking. So it was like, oh, he's losing his mind. But now it's getting... No, they're insane.
Insane.
They're so funny. But...
Yeah.
They're fake. It's not real.
The thing is with stuff like this is it's funny. It can be done. But it gets dragged out too far.
Well, when you know it's fake, sorry, like, because I was laughing at him. I hate him. So I was like, this is funny. If it's fake, I'm not giving you the views you want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, we're all talking about it and we've been talking about it right now. It's fake.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate them.
Yeah, I definitely need a 10 because it's consuming my For You page.
People just make really funny memes out of it.
Yeah.
He was with Shadi Bae. You don't know who that is, but
definitely don't.
I'll show you the video. Fucking cackling. So
Oh wait,
funny.
You reposted it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like,
yeah, he's inviting so many random people into his RV and hanging out with them and doing collab videos. It's the weirdest thing.
No, it's crazy. Hey, Austin McBroom, invite us to your RV.
Right?
I'll make a TikTok with you.
What would we possibly do with that man?
I don't know. Dance.
I can't dance.
Who cares? That's the point. The point is we're in Austin McBroom's RV. In the RV.
I would eat his cookie dough. It's the only thing he has is in his fridge.
I don't know where I thought you were going to say with eat his. And I was like, whoa.
No, the joke is that all he has in his cookie dough.
And he was like, you know, I'm on my health grind, that plant-based cookie dough. And then opened the oven and the cookies weren't on it. They were just on the rack. They weren't on a tray.
On. Oh my God.
Like, it's insane. He has a group chat of people probably sending him absurd things to do.
Yeah, probably.
Like, hey, Austin, make a video cooking, but like, fuck it up really bad. Like, put cookies in the oven. Don't even put them on a cookie sheet. And he's like, oh my God. Yeah, that's funny. You know?
Yeah, probably.
And then he probably sees it blow up and they're like, ha ha ha.
Got you. I wish I was that high up in the social media realm where I could just fuck with people.
Yeah.
Because that would be a lot of fun, even though I kind of do it a little bit with you guys.
Yeah, but when you're at the point where it doesn't matter, even if everyone hates you, you just want all that press.
Yeah. True.
That would be fun.
Anything else in the hot gossip you got?
Not really my things. I was very Grammy focused.
Yeah.
Very, very Grammy focused. Unless I wrote something down. Let me just briefly check my notes app to make sure that... Oh! Yes, I do. I wrote one thing down, arguably the biggest... All the music coming off on TikTok from Universal Music Group.
Dude, yeah, what is going on with that?
So Universal Music Group took all their music off TikTok. And if you don't know, every single artist literally ever is under Universal Music Group. And Universal Music Group was just like, TikTok, you're not paying enough to use this music. You're not paying the artist enough royalties for taking all the music off TikTok until you agree to pay us more. And now there's kind of the debate, you know, who needs who more? Does TikTok need Universal Music? Or does Universal Music need TikTok? Because... like, Noah Kahan is Universal Music Group. So Noah Kahan can't post his music on TikTok anymore. That's how Noah Kahan has music. TikTok. So I think a lot of artists... I just wonder, obviously, I'm not the one making money off this music, so I don't really know how it works. But where I would think is, what's worth it? An extra 5 cents per stream? Or my music reaching 30 million people?
Yeah. I mean... Isn't Zach Bryan a big reason why he blew up? Because of TikTok, too?
Yes. These people blowing up are TikTok. Even Taylor Swift. There's Taylor Swift music that I only know now through TikTok.
Yeah, TikTok music is majority of my playlists.
It's just, I think Noah Kahan's a great example. That's the only reason I know that music. That's the only reason at ACL he fucking was basically the headliner of the whole fucking festival because of TikTok. And I just wonder, someone like him or these people... what's more important to them, the extra fucking 3 cents or,
you know what they should do?
Millions of people.
They should allow at least like the music to go on TikTok, but maybe just only 15 seconds of the song.
I think they're going to reach a deal. I just don't think it's in Universal's best interest.
Yeah. No, I mean, obviously it's not, but.
I mean, clearly they think it is because they. Went that
it's just gonna create TikTok to be more of a YouTube channel,
which I think it was a lot of people talking kind of anyways. Yeah, but there's a lot of creators that like dance creators are still a big thing. People mm-hmm. that dance on TikTok, that's still a big chunk of people. They can't really do it anymore.
Yeah, gonna be interesting to see how TikTok will change.
Yeah, I think it's gonna end up going back.
Maybe.
Maybe not like right away.
Yeah, not right away, but I feel like maybe there will be a little bit of a change to it.
I think it'll end up going back.
Yeah. Sure hope so.
I just feel bad for those artists because when I see like Noah Kahan post about it, he doesn't seem like, yay, they're protecting my money. He's kind of like, well, shit, my new song's coming out and I can't post about it on TikTok. You know, he's not like, yay, Universal Music Group.
It's free advertising, too.
And then the people so far up, Drake, Taylor Swift, blah, blah, they probably couldn't give two flying fucks of a shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
Yeah, it's definitely more for the smaller creators that are trying to grow.
The only people whose best interest was looking out for was like the high ups at Universal Music Group because they want their check.
Yeah.
I think the artists are kind of like, let everyone listen to my music.
Mm-hmm.
But I could be wrong. Artists, tap in. Taylor Swift, how do you feel? Let us know.
That'd be great.
Let us know. But yeah, that's it.
Nice. Alrighty. I'm also going to start doing this thing. I started it this morning, but I want to start hearing from you guys of what you want us to talk about during the hot gossip segments. So once a week, I'm going to be posting a TikTok just talking about something. And then towards the end, I'm going to be like, oh, by the way, like, what do you guys want to hear from us in the hot gossip segments? And I posted it maybe 30 minutes ago and there's nothing. So I'm going to wait and probably do it like a day or two before we actually record. So that way I have more things that you guys are interested in that you want us to talk about. So that's another way that we can get more things to talk about. Cause I am just not, I'm not in the know of the pop culture stuff. I even said on the TikTok, I was like, but keep in mind, it needs to be something that I know of to talk about because there's a lot of people out in this world. If you were to say their name, I have no idea who the fuck they are.
That's like, problem I run into during our hot gossip segment because I am very in the know of things, but things that you literally don't know anything about.
Yeah,
so I can't really talk about them.
Whoopsie.
It's okay.
I know.
If I find it really important, I like say it just because I know like someone out there will know.
Someone will know.
And
yeah.
Then I get DMs like about it.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty, weekend recap. So we had a pretty fun weekend, eventful weekend. Where do we want to start in our week? I'm gonna go back to my photos because I feel like my weeks have been very jam-packed.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of like self-care things, but I've been having a great, if you follow me, you guys know I've just been kind of like living my best life.
Yeah,
truly. But Thursday I cut my hair and then I didn't really do anything Thursday.
Yeah, no, I didn't really do anything.
Okay, I didn't
on
know
Thursday.
If you were gonna start Thursday. I know sometimes we start Thursday. Sometimes we get crazy and we start on Thursday. But Friday I went on a date.
Yeah. Oh wait, no, wait, Thursday I went shopping.
Oh yeah, you did go shopping.
I did go shopping on Thursday. I went to the mall, which I did not find anything that I wanted. I got 3 shirts though, but I don't have any fucking bottoms.
I was literally gonna say, bitch, you bought stuff.
Well, I bought 3 shirts, but I solely went to go shopping for bottoms.
Oh.
That's all I wanted when I went shopping, in which I didn't even realize how cheap PacSun is. All the shirts I got 2 shirts from PacSun, ranged from, they were like $28, and then the other one was like $32.
It used to be expensive, but now malls are out.
Yeah. So when I was in there, I was like, oh my God, I'm basically getting 2 shirts for nearly like $50. I'm so down for this.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you go to like little boutiques and the shirts are $60.
Boutiques are a ripoff.
I know.
Happy for you.
I know, but I do need to find bottoms and I need to go somewhere to do that. Maybe we'll go to the Domain this week.
Me too. I would go.
Yeah, let's do that because the mall was not it.
You want to go tomorrow?
I can't. Oh, well, I mean, I could.
I can do it any week. Let me know.
Maybe I could do it before I'm getting my lips done. So I'm going to look like a fucking
duck. Can you post it? I can do it like any day.
Okay.
Okay. Anyways, I went on a date.
She did go on a date.
Which was a little weird. Like, weird that I was going on a date because I just matched with this guy on Hinge and he was like, let's go out. And I actually just now, earlier today, deleted Hinge off my phone because I'm sick of it. But
are you in love with him?
No.
Dude, that's the vibe you just gave.
No. Oh my God, it did give that vibe. No, I'll get there. No. I just was kind of like over the people. Anyways, he was like, let's go on a date. But people don't do that. And I respect it so much when someone actually is just, let's go on a date. That's literally how I started dating my ex-boyfriend. So I respect it. I'm like, yeah, sure, but I'm not drinking. And I'm like, I never take offense. I'm just like, by the way, I'm not drinking. And like, if you would rather go for drinks, we could do this in March, but I can't do it now. And like, no offense taken if you would rather get drinks, because obviously that makes it less fucking awkward. But he was like, no, that's fine. Like, that he like drank a lot the last weekend. He was like, let's just go to dinner. I've never gone on just a dinner date. And I was like, this might be the worst ever. And I'm not going to lie, I was hoping it was the worst ever for the plot. Because I've never really gone on a bad date where I'm like, oh my God, I need to leave. But it was like fine. Like, we talked the whole time. It was a nice restaurant. Obviously, he paid. And if you go on a date, do you like try to even pretend that you're going to pay?
No.
Me neither. People fuck like that. Try to reach for their purse. No.
Yeah, no, fuck that.
Thanks. Like, I'm not.
You gonna... asked me out. Why am I going to split it or even pay?
To be polite, kind of like pretend like they're going to pay. I don't do that.
I'm a girl boss and I will pay for a lot, but not on the first date. Like, I want you to treat me right because
you
asked me out. But if we end up having like a long-term thing, like, I will pay for some things.
100%. 100%. But I just want to know, like, some people do the courtesy, like, reach for the bag.
No.
Me neither. Fuck that. No. Like, yeah. Sorry. Anyways, date was fine. It wasn't like anything too eventful, but like we literally just talked the whole time. It wasn't awkward at all, which it was shocking for a sober dinner.
And you guys went to a good restaurant that nice wasn't like, I hate going on a first date and all you really get is two entrees each. It's just really awkward to me. I like going to, if I'm going on a first date, going to a place where you just get like a bunch of bites and it's no pressure to like finish your whole fucking meal or just like eat something. Like, I can't do the handheld things or like tacos or anything like that where I know I'm gonna be making a mess, because you got oysters, right?
We got oysters and we went really slow, which I wanted to do because I'm like, let's not order a bunch of food right now because I don't want to be in and out of here in 10 minutes and it just be awkward.
Yeah,
because we were not drinking, so it's not like we're gonna sit there and keep getting drinks. Mm-hmm. And if we just did two entrees, we would have been in and out in 10 minutes. And just like,
yeah,
awkward service. Restaurants do that. They just get you in and out.
Austin specifically, the service at all these restaurants is insanely quick.
Yeah, they want you in and out of that bitch. Yeah. So I was like, let's like take our time. We're not even drinking. I mean, unless it was going bad, then I would have been like, speed it up. So we like got oysters, chilled. They kind of kept coming back and we're like, we're fine. So we got oysters and like split an entree and a side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's fine.
No, that's perfect.
Yeah,
perfect
way to do it. Good to go. Good vibes.
I can't ever do handheld things. Anything that's messy, honestly, because it's so hard to have a conversation with someone and also eat.
That kind of happened. So the Brussels sprouts came on like sticks, like three Brussels sprouts on a stick. Bro, they were like cemented to that stick. We couldn't like get them off. Oh my God. I was like crying at these Brussels sprouts.
Yeah.
It was a little...
The worst is when you're sitting there on the first date and they'll ask you a question right as you just took your bite.
Yeah.
And then you're just like, one second.
And you're like, what's worse, me awkwardly doing this or half talking with my mouth full for a word?
Yeah.
What's the worst option?
Yeah, I try to like, when I would
you're
go
like
on first dates...
with your hand over your mouth.
When I would go on first dates, I would kind of like... really overanalyze that because I'd be like, okay, he's about to take a bite. Don't ask him a question quite yet. Like, keep ranting a little bit. And then once he's ready, like, then, like,
yeah,
allow him to talk.
Yeah. But yeah, it was fine. It was, I spent so long figuring out my outfit on TikTok Live. I always do that. And you guys are always the best. And my mom's always in them too. And she's like, really? No, wait, don't wear that. Whatever. So I'm getting
your mom seems like your biggest hater.
Now that you put it like that. She is. No, then when she gets it, she's like, yeah, do that. You look pretty.
No, yeah, your mom is definitely your number one supporter, but like you're making it seem like your mom trolls you.
No. She doesn't. But it's like your mom's just gonna be honest, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, so brutally honest.
And like especially on a date, my mom wants me to look like a nice young lady.
Yeah.
So
my mom will send me things I post and she'll be like, delete that. I'm like, no.
So when I put on like a nice black top and not like a little crop top, she's like, that's better,
yeah.
You know? So I put on this outfit. I put on leather pants. I'm like, oh my God, amazing. You're all like, yes, leather pants. I hate to break it to y'all that we're voting for the leather pants. I go pee before I leave. The zipper breaks, so I couldn't wear the fucking leather pants. But then I realized I'm sitting in the restaurant in a chair the whole time. No one can see my outfit.
Yeah.
I spent like an hour putting on an outfit. I can't even see it.
Yeah, that's the harsh reality about picking outfits.
Yeah.
Because especially dinner, like, I love girls' dinner. I love dressing up. I love looking cute. But realistically, who the fuck's looking at me?
No one saw my outfit.
Yeah.
I didn't take an Instagram picture. I sat in a chair, covered.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah. So she was on her date, and my Friday night was pretty casual. I had, like, gotten slapped in the fucking face by my luteal phase on Friday, and I was just in my feels. Everything was making me sad. I was just, like, driving, listening to sad music at the gym, listening to sad music. Just nothing was going my way that day. And then my boyfriend, after work, came, picked me up, and we went to this ramen place in our neighborhood. I'm not one that craves that type of food. I don't know. I'm currently obsessed with Mexican food right now. Tacos, guac, like, give me it all. So we went there and I got the bao buns with chicken.
Oh, they spicy. Looked so good.
They were like spicy chicken bao buns and they were crispy. It was so good. And then after that, which again, service so quick, wasn't drinking. So we were in another maybe 30 minutes and we went back to his place. And then we went over to Delight's and we had a pretty wholesome Friday night, me and him have been playing Monopoly Deal every single
screaming
time.
Screaming at each other?
Screaming at each other. Like, it's insane. If we were to put a camera somewhere in the corner of the room, like, we, after a game, like, I'll run over to him and just, like, start, like, wrestling him because I'm, like, so mad. Like, we can't allow each other to win. And then if we play a game and there's a third person playing, aka his roommate, he'll try to gang up on me with his roommate to, like, make sure I lose. I'm like, why do you never gang up on, like, your roommate? Why are you always ganging up on me? So we're just very competitive people. But we went to Delights, and then I happened to bump into two of my girlfriends while we were there. And I was like, oh, my God, small world, because Delights is not a common place. It's, like, maybe 15, 20 minutes south of downtown. So it was ironic to see them. And then he brought me home, and I went to bed.
Yeah, I'm jealous you went to Delights.
I know. I haven't, like, gone, like, at all. And when I do go, I purchase so many pints and just keep them in the freezer, because currently with where we live, which I'm not going to be moving any closer to Delights, but currently with where I live, it's about a 20-minute drive. And 20 minutes there, 20 minutes back, you're in the car for 40 minutes just to get ice cream. So if I'm going there, I'm stocking up on ice cream.
Yeah.
And I just love nightly sweet treat. I have a nightly sweet treat every single night. Well, not every night, because sometimes I eat dinner really, really late and I'm like, okay, I don't need dessert right now. But I'll do ice cream cone with a few scoops of the Delights ice cream in it. It's so good. Mm. Love it.
Yum.
What's been your go-to ice cream or
Yasso
dessert?
Bars. So I alternate between Yasso bars because they send me a bunch. I'm actually, like, literally almost out of them because I have one literally every single night. And then I restocked on my Scandinavian Swimmers. I got more.
Really? Mm-hmm. The ones from Trader Joe's?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes I do a Yasso bar because they're only 100 calories and a little handful of gummies.
I've been seeing a lot lately of the Girl Scout stands. And I just don't carry cash with me. They need one of those card readers.
I have cash.
Do you want to go?
I was going to say there's probably one in our neighborhood.
Probably. No, I saw it right next to Trader
Joe's. Do you want to go try to stalk and find a little girl?
Yeah, literally. I saw one next to Trader Joe's the other day. I was like, fuck, I don't have cash on me.
Bro, it's really upsetting looking into their eyes and being like, no, I can't buy them. I feel like an asshole.
I know.
I just don't make eye contact. I'm like, yeah.
The worst is when they're at the grocery store and you're walking into the grocery store knowing you're buying food.
Yeah, it's like, so buy this food, bitch.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah.
No, I'm going to have to buy next time I see them. Thin Mints in the freezer. Ooh.
Yeah, because I was just thinking about it. I would love to break up some Thin Mints and put it on my ice cream cone.
Oh, absolutely.
As my topping. Oh, that would be so good.
Oh, so good.
I'm going to have to do it.
Yeah, we'll go. I have cash. We'll make a stop.
And then buy them. Oh, they are. They're like, what, $15 a box?
Probably.
Yeah, but we'll get Thin Mint cookies, and then we'll go to Delights. Don't need to get toppings there, because what do we got?
Thin Mints.
Our box of Thin Mints.
100%. They probably sell them outside. There's probably girls in that shopping center.
I haven't seen them. Mm. But I've seen them in front of Trader Joe's.
They're just
everywhere.
It's like an epidemic. They're on, like, every corner.
I know.
Anyways. My Saturday, I have the best Saturday routine, which it's worked out because we haven't had day plans. But this Saturday routine fills my cup up with joy. I go to dance, and then I walk from dance to a coffee shop. And it just makes me so happy. I can't explain the serotonin boost. I kind of have a chill morning. I get my dance on, and the studio is so beautiful, and there's so much sunlight, and all my friends are there. And then I walk to a coffee shop, pick up an iced coffee, large, with regular milk and sugar-free vanilla syrup, 10 out of 10. Drink it, walk back to my car, go home, listen to music, sometimes with the windows down if the weather's nice. And that dance coffee afternoon is, like, the highlight of my weekend.
That's great.
You missed it.
I did miss it. I just went pee, guys.
That I go dance and then I walk and get a coffee, and it's like,
yeah. I've been trying to run twice a week, so I'll do Wednesdays and Saturdays. And luckily this past weekend, Saturday, there was a run club, because I cannot for the life of me just roll out of bed and run on my own. Something I need to work on. I need to start doing that, because I can't always just rely on a run club, and I also can't just rely on Wednesdays and Saturdays, because sometimes my schedule is going to be a little fucked up and I can't go to the run club, and then I'm not going to want to do it any other day of the week because I'm doing it by myself. So luckily, Taryn Lamb, she is content creator here in Austin. She hosts every month with Three People Movement, which their clothes are so cute. I want to buy some stuff, but it's expensive.
It is expensive.
Oh, look who's here, Mr. Mackey. But anyway, so that run club was at like 9 a.m. and it was more of a slower run. My pace was like 10 minutes, and ran, did that, and wholesome as fuck day after that. Like, there was a lot of us there, and I've been just loving making, like, all these running friends. I was going to go on a walk with my boyfriend, but called him after the run, and I was like, hey, like, are you ready? He's like, oh, I still got, like, an hour. I just got to the gym. I'm like, okay, I'm going to kill some time. Went to a coffee shop with all the girls and their boyfriends, and one of the boyfriends was like, where's your boyfriend? Like, he should be here. I'm like, well, he doesn't run. So, because everyone, it was all couples running with their significant other. And I'm like, well, mine doesn't run, so he's not here. And they're like, oh, I'll try to get him to come next time. I'm like, I'll try. So we went and got coffee, food. I actually brought overnight oats with me because I was not expecting to be going out to eat with them. So I had my overnight oats on my own. And then I was just kind of like, I was with them for the vibes. And then we went to Better Half downtown for, like, I would say at this point it was like lunch because it was 12, and I had to leave after that and went on a walk with my boyfriend downtown, and it was very wholesome. I enjoyed Saturday morning. I
almost went to that run club because I've been wanting to, like, try to run, like I've said on here, but I had a hair appointment on Saturday, but then I moved it to Thursday, and that's why I didn't go. Like, when I saw her post, like, a few weeks ago, mm-hmm, that it was that Saturday, I was like, oh, I'm gonna go, and then I had a hair appointment, then I switched it, and then you said you were going. I was like, oh, I forgot I, like, was gonna go to that, and that it was this weekend.
Yeah.
Looking for a super offer for Super Bowl 58? DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. New customers can bet on the big game and turn $5 into $200 instantly in bonus bets, guys. If your man is in the car and he's football obsessed, as we've talked about how our boyfriends and guys in our life are just obsessed with football, turn it up so he can hear this, because they can download DraftKings Sportsbook now and use code ONETHING. New customers can bet $5 to get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of Super Bowl 58, with code ONETHING. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER, or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, Mackie. Do you want to come sit on my lap?
For the rest of my Saturday, I debated meeting a friend out because she was like, I'm like here, whatever. But she was only going to be with a bunch of people that I didn't really know, and like, obviously I'm not drinking, so I'm like, I don't know if that's worth it for me to go sober where like most of the people out aren't really like my good friends. I might skip that one. So like, ordered food, picked it up, I'm like still debating it. I'm like, I just like don't want to be like with people I don't know that well. Like, I don't want to be like just not with like my people. And then I was like too late, like, you know, made the decision, ate my ice cream. As you guys know, we already have this rule. Like, once you eat your ice cream,
you're not going out.
You can't leave the mix house. The two. Well, I wasn't going to be drinking, but like, you just can't leave the too. House after yeah. ice cream. Ice cream is, we're
bedtime.
In for the night. But then like, I was like, oh, I should have gone. Cause like, you know, when you decide to go out or not go out, you're leaving it up to chance. You don't know who's going to show up. You don't know how the night's going to go. It's really a 50-50. And I took the 50-50 that it was just going to be people I don't know. And then it ended up being like kind of like you ended up going out, even though you said you weren't going out. And I don't know why I believe you every time you say
yeah, I always out. Say I'm not going out.
You always will go out, and I should have known. But I was really like, and Sam's not going to go out. And if she's not going to be there, like, I don't know if I really want to go. And then you, of course, went out, and then people were there. I'm like, oh, fuck. I'm like, I could have gone. But
yeah,
whatever. I finished my book. It's yeah. fine.
So a few of like my really close girlfriends are not in town this weekend, but I had a friend of mine invite me to Superstition for this club type thing. And I was like, I'm sorry, but I just don't want to go to this. I was like, but I'll come with you guys to drinks beforehand. And so I went to get drinks beforehand with them. And which actually, I was going to say this was one of my favorites of the week, is hotel bars.
Yeah, I saw
in downtown
place,
Arston.
I think I sent it to you on Instagram a little bit ago.
Oh, you did?
I think so.
Yeah. Hotel bars are so nice. And guess what? If you're single and you want to find like a rich, hot, older man, the place to go. The amount of like gorgeous looking people at this bar, which we went to the Austin proper bar. They have like three bars in the lobby. packed. I was like, I need to start going to hotel bars just because of the vibes there. Like,
to meet a man?
No, not to meet a man. But just to go there, like, more dressed up. It's so much better than going to, like, a backyard bar, like, with a bunch of post-grads. Like, you're there with older people. Like, I'm talking 28 to 35-year-olds. And keep in mind, the drinks are expensive. My espresso martini was, like, $22. But anyways, it got me buzzed, so that's fine. Had one drink, and then the girls were like, damn it, we're hungry. We need to keep walking down the street. Let's find somewhere we can get food because they're going out for the night. Like, they're going clubbing. They're going to be out probably until 2 in the morning. And so we went over to the Well, got cocktails there, got guac. And then at that point, they were like, okay, it's 9:30. We're going to go over to Superstition. And I was like, well, I've only had two drinks. I'm kind of, like, sober, but my boyfriend I know is down the street at another bar, at my favorite bar, Lucky Duck. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to do it. Because yeah, there was only like maybe five of them there. It was like low key. Wasn't really sure what the vibe was going to be. And so I texted my boyfriend. I was like, I'm on my way. I'm coming. And he was like, word, I'm going to have an espresso martini waiting for you. And I walked in there. Espresso martini was waiting for me. And the vibes were just so immaculate. Everyone was so high energy. The boys had been golfing all day, so they were like drunk already.
Yeah, I wish I went, dude. I should have went.
Yeah, so we were sitting at the picnic tables of Lucky Duck, which I didn't get any ducks. And that's probably just because I was with majority boys. There was only three girls. You know, if it's more girls, we're going to tend to gravitate towards the duck machine. So we're just sitting there having a good time. A bunch of people that we are mutuals with, just people we know, are also there. And we were like, oh, what are we doing? Like, are we going to Latchkey after this? Because Latchkey is right next to the Lucky Duck, if you remember this. And so around, I want to say maybe like 10, we went over to Latchkey, and every single one of us was on the picnic table. Every single one of us. Like, there was not a single person that wasn't on it. And you just know when everyone's on it, including the boys, we're all hammered. Because I took a video of the boys on the bottom bench of the picnic table, and they're like dancing, like holding each other. I'm like,
yeah,
they just look like girls on elevated services. Like, they are just having themselves a time.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, it's so funny to see them just like being a little bit fruity, and
literally,
it's fine.
I debated it so much, like, when I saw you went out, because the original plan Sam was like, I'm gonna go get drinks, but I'm going to like my boyfriend's house.
Yeah, because I did really want him badly to have a fire that night, because I was like, yeah, I would rather just not go out, but he was out, so I was like, you know what, he's out, I'm going out.
Yeah, so then when you were like, he's going out, I'm going, I was like, should I go? And I'm like, bro, I'd have to get ready. I was like, I can't. Like, I've already committed. I've committed to the bit. I was like, I'm staying home.
Yeah.
But it's all right. There's never a shortage of weekends to go to a bar.
Yeah. And it was just overall good times. Like, I do miss going to Latchkey all the time. The only thing that I don't miss is the feeling the next morning, which I wasn't even that hungover. So my boyfriend bought me both drinks at both bars. I only had a total of four drinks.
Oh.
Yeah. So I had a drink at both the bars I went to with the girls. And then he bought me a drink at Lucky Duck and Latchkey. Four drinks. Which they did get me pretty drunk, because I got two espresso martinis.
Did you eat dinner?
We had chips and guac. And then before I left, I had two different types of snack meal things.
Got it.
I had like chicken breasts with carrots. And then like an hour later had toast. So like, yes. It was just very weird.
Real dinner.
Yeah, because I left. Well, I thought I was going to be leaving at like 5 o'clock. To go to the bars, and then they pushed it back because they were day drinking on West. So they're like, oh, can we push it back later? I'm like, okay. So then I like ate more again. But yeah, it was fun. We went home oh my goodness. Actually, speaking of this, we went back and his roommate brought a girl back. So we're on a double date, sitting on the couch. We ordered Uber Eats. And like, I'm so against getting Uber Eats. We always, one, regret it in the morning because it's so expensive. And two, we feel like shit from grubbing on like not good quality food.
Yeah.
So it's around midnight, Uber Eats comes, and then his roommate walks in with the girl, and we're just like all sitting there, the four of us. Then the boys, now they have this fire pit, are obsessed with this fire pit, go out to the backyard and start lighting a fire at 2 in the morning. And I'm like, guys, like, we just don't need to be doing this right now. So me and her just like refuse to go outside, because we were like, if we refuse to go outside, they're gonna end up just coming back inside and like putting out the fire.
They wanna smash.
Yeah, no, but oh my God, plot twist of all century. I'm like having a good time, whatever, sitting on the couch. I didn't even realize this girl doesn't drink. So this girl this whole time is dealing with us three drunk idiots, and she's dead sober this entire time. She didn't drink at all. I'm like, props to her. I could never soberly go to a man's house if he's obliterate.
Oh,
I would get so annoyed.
Yeah.
I was like, good for you, girl. I could never. I guess she just doesn't drink, which I think she had one drink, he said, but then after that, just didn't drink the rest. I'm like, good for her. It was 2 a.m. They were lighting a fire and she stuck around.
Damn.
Yeah. So, yeah.
The next morning, I had myself a day. So I saw my date from Friday again. Cause
dude, they're getting serious.
No.
No, like they're dead ass so serious.
Well, I'll tell you. I'll give you the update.
Yeah.
So he was like, would you want to go on a walk? And I've been wanting to walk Lady Bird. So I was like, yeah. And I have to get my 2 workouts in, y'all know. So I was like, yeah, we can go walk Lady Bird. So we go walk Lady Bird, bro. So windy.
So bad. Gusts were 35.
I didn't bring anything for my hair. Bro, I was fighting for my life with my hair in my face. Oh, yeah. My God, I probably look like a fucking idiot. Whatever. But I realized on this walk, walked for like an hour or two, got a hella steps.
Best feeling.
I realized on this walk that, like, he's a nice guy, could be his friend, but like it
really, what was the conversation like? Was it conversation starters or like what?
No,
was it
no it's just like the overall vibe of a person. Like I'm not trying to date anyone, and like I'm not in a situation where I'm trying to date someone, and I'm also like in my own toxic bullshit with like ex-boyfriends, yada yada yada. So it's like he's just like nice, doesn't need to be in my toxicity. Like I just want someone who like when I'm going out again and drinking, I can like hang out with and, you know, have sleepovers with. And he doesn't give me like, I'm not like, oh,
it yeah, either okay. clicks or it doesn't.
I'm
with
not
somebody.
Like, oh yeah, I want to sleep with you. You yeah. know what I mean? Like, I'm not like, oh yeah, I would be down to sleep with you.
Mm. Yeah. Like, cause is your goal right now with going on dates, looking for Sneaky Link?
Yeah. Well, okay. One of my main goals is literally just like, meeting people and going on dates. I haven't been on a lot of like random dates. And yeah. I just think for life experience, you should go on first dates with people. So yeah, I just think it's fun. But yeah, more like Sneaky Link vibe, someone to like text, like someone that doesn't want to date and is just like, you know, I'm out, you're out. Let's meet up. Maybe have a sleepover.
Yeah.
That's all. I don't need anything serious.
No, you don't.
No, that's what, like, but yeah, I was just like, oh my god, you're too, like, I was literally just like, I don't see myself being like, oh, I want to sleep with you.
Oh yeah, poor guy.
It's nothing bad, like,
no, it's not
wrong,
because this poor man, he's looking for like his wife.
No, he is, and that's the problem. It's like, you, it's not me.
Yeah,
wish you all the best, and like, nice guy, like I would like, if I saw you at a bar, like, hang out with you, like, there's nothing wrong.
Yeah.
Like I said, like, the conversation flowed really easy, which is surprising at, like, a sober dinner where you just met for the first time.
Mm.
But it's just, no.
Has he been texting you?
He texted me yesterday. I actually forgot to answer. He texted me last night. I'll answer. I'm not going to, like, be a bitch and, like, ghost him.
Yeah, the thing is with ghosting is I think you have to slowly burn out the ghost. You
which
can't
is why
just
I didn't answer right away.
Yeah, you can't overall just ghost at once, but the slow up burn of ghosting, it works. Yeah.
So that's why I didn't answer right away. But
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Poor guy.
It is what it is.
It truly is what it is.
It doesn't bother me. I'm just always feel bad. Like, oh, how do I say it? Even though it's like he just met me. He doesn't care that much.
Yeah, he doesn't care.
Doesn't care.
Because he's probably still using that app every single night.
Yeah. So the reason I deleted the app is not because I found my man. Oh my God, I'm just so sick of it. Like, no one even asks you on dates. Like, I see the same circulation of people. I just immediately just got the ick and deleted it. Can't explain.
Yeah, no, it, though, with the ick really does ruin it.
I was just like, oh my God, I don't want it anymore. It just came over me where I said, this needs to get off my phone now. I like meeting people in real life, which is why I like still sober going out, because I like an in real life meeting. Mm-hmm. Like the other guy I went on a date with, I met him in the wild. You know what I mean?
Like, with... For a second, let's talk about the guy that tried match, or maybe you matched with him after.
I didn't match
no.
with him after. Do
guys,
you think I have that low self-esteem?
No, I don't know. He's probably going to listen to this if he's so well-known with our podcast, too.
Yeah, so I get a like that says, one thing about us, Taylor. Pardon? Don't say that, weirdo. So I run to Sam.
I think he still follows me, too.
I run to Sam. I'm like, bitch, look at this because I'm scared. Let it be known that when Sam was in her feral era, she had matched with this guy and made out with him in a bar.
No, yeah. And this man also, too, he's much older. He's got money. He has a house on the lake. Like, I was like, you know what? Well, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to use this to my advantage because maybe down the road, like, the summer was ending. Oh, so I'm going back to my text. I met him May 20th. And
you have your text with him?
I don't delete my text anymore. People told me it was so bad that I keep my, that I always delete my text, because I used to be that person that
I
after
know,
a day.
That's why I'm.
After a day, I would like delete my text.
That's why I'm shocked.
No,
that
I stopped doing that.
Them.
I still have them. And so I just remember him always like asking me to go on his boat or whatever, but like midweek things. And I was just like, I don't want to be doing that. And then he mentioned something about our podcast and it gave me the biggest fucking ick. And I was like, I can't do this anymore. Like, bye, sir. Oh, he messaged me last time I ever answered at 2 a.m. What you doing? Bye. Yeah, no, he still follows me on
Instagram.
See, but
that's too. What I need, like a 2 a.m. What are you doing? That's the energy I need.
But it's like, why are you thinking about me? I don't know you. It's 2 a.m. Why are you thinking about me?
Yeah, I mean, I just know every man I've ever talked to thinks about me at 2 a.m.
Duh. Oh my God, I almost just said his name out loud.
But
don't do that, Sam.
Yeah, he just like wasn't not someone I want to like sleep with. So... that's all.
Yeah. Okay. I was making sure he doesn't follow our podcast, and he doesn't. Good thing. That'd be bad.
So yeah, poor guy. But I did delete Hinge, and I'm committed to. I'll probably get it back in a little bit, but I just want to meet people in the wild.
Yeah, it's the best way to do it.
I saw the hottest guy at Trader Joe's. Made eye contact with him, and I was like, my husband. 2 seconds later, his fucking like girlfriend walks up to him, and they grocery shop together the whole time. Oh my God, I was so livid. I was like, oh, that, there he is. I was like, that. The one. And then his girlfriend was like, oh, like, where do you get it? I was like, fucking bitch.
Okay, I will say this. I feel like majority of men that shop at Trader Joe's are already cuffed.
Yeah, maybe.
Because
oh, there's a hot guy at the gym that I always see when I work out with my friend. No, I saw him one time when we worked out, and then he never came again. Went at a different time. Saw him. I'm going after it.
Yeah. Do you ever check
prowl.
Do you ever check their hands too for a ring? That's one thing I do.
Ooh. No, because like they could
well, not
engaged.
Anymore, but like when I was single.
They could be engaged.
Yeah, I guess. Because it's just, I feel like I'm in the age now where that's very common. So.
You seem like you're
which,
always looking for
dude,
guys.
Dude, which, no, I'm talking about back in the day, bro. Which, so crazy talking and hanging out with those girls over the weekend that are all engaged and married. I'm like, which they're all my age. And every single one of them is engaged and married. I'm like, it's crazy because no one in my friend group is like that. Your friend group is just way more advanced than my friend group, and we are not on that level yet.
You know I'd be engaged and married.
They got houses. They live together, engaged, married. Like,
you know I would be engaged and married as ASAP, Rocky.
Here's my thing, though. You need to be in that environment for that.
What do you mean?
I just feel like it's more common to get engaged or married quickly if you are surrounded by other people that are like that.
100%. So you're a reflection of who you surround yourself with. You're going to do what your friends do.
Exactly. So I just think someone just needs to do it in our friend group so that way everyone starts to do it.
Well, yeah, but like I'm also saying like you just like don't have to tell me twice. Like someone can put a ring on it any day.
Not somebody.
Not somebody, only...
Because you don't want to get divorced. No. Which no one in their right mind wants to get divorced. Like, yeah. Common sense, but...
I'd be like Austin McBroom.
Yeah, right?
God,
living
an
in
hour.
An RV.
It's been an hour.
Yeah, there's no problem with me. But Sunday, didn't really do much. I fucking rotted. You went on your walk. I was going to go on a walk.
I know, but I thought I was going to see you.
The wind was so bad, and I was like, it's cold. I'm freezing. We ended up just meal prepping at his house because he has a Blackstone and he needs to meal prep. So sat there, watched him do that, played a lot of Monopoly, and then I was craving tacos, craving. So we tried to go to this taco truck, which it's like a family-owned, husband-wife type ordeal, and we get there, and it's 5:15, and they sold out for the day. I'm like, 5:15 sold out for the day, like that's horrible. So then we went to this other place on South Lamar, which it was so good. I got a taco plate, so they were mini tacos, and there was five of them. Amazing. I was obsessed with them, like,
yum.
Nice, because sometimes you go to taco places here and it's more just traditional, like kind of American styled tacos, but like I got good ass authentic tacos. It was nice.
Yum. Yeah, I sent you that Mexican restaurant that just opened up on Instagram.
Yes Where is that?
I don't know.
I think it's far.
You think?
I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure it's far. Because I remember looking at it like a while ago.
I don't think it is. We'll see.
Yeah.
Got it. Looks like it was good. But yeah, is that it? That's all for me. Cause then I just watched the Grammys all night.
Yeah, and we had a fire last night, but I was so tired sitting there and everyone was hammered because they were drinking during the day. And I was like, I need to go home. So, yeah, that was my Saturday. But let's get into our little shenanigans, our little rant of talking about working with brands, ads, and all that stuff. And the reason I want to talk about this, too, is because someone had made a comment saying that I'm so addy. Like, I do so many ads, which is literally not the case at all. If you're an OG follower and you followed back 2 years ago or even like a year and a half ago when I was signed on with all these fitness brands, you know that my content, everything was me pushing a code, linking brands that I was working with. Like, it wasn't necessarily like I had to put hashtag ad, whereas a lot of the content now, it's like it says hashtag ad or hashtag partner because that's like one off brand deal that I'm doing. But everything I used to post when I was working with all these brands was long-term partnerships. So I was constantly pushing codes, constantly talking about these brands. And it was so much more addy back then than what it is now. And comments like that just honestly kind of irritate me because I feel like I am so much more authentic with my content than what I used to be. And I will say, like, if you think I'm pushing ads, content, whatever, you can think whatever you want. You don't have to follow me. Like, you really just don't have to follow me. But I want this to be conversation of, like, being so real with you on how content works and how working with brands work. Because it's so different based on the niche you're in.
It's kind of really just fitness creators versus the rest of it. Like, when people are athletes for brands, that culture of how brands work is not the same as how any other influencer does ads. It's not the same as how it works for makeup people, fashion people, lifestyle people. The fitness culture of I'm putting your company in my bio, I'm making a highlight for it, I'm putting code SDFit on every single picture for my 10 posts of the month and a million stories and new drop, post the graphic. That's fitness athlete culture where a company pays you a base salary that is underpaid for the industry. I know if you weren't in this industry, you'd probably be like, what? It's probably still decent money. But for the industry, it is underpaid because you're going to get commission. And the commission actually will end up paying you pretty decently because you're pushing it all the time. And for something like protein powder, everyone needs protein powder. Everyone's buying protein powder anyway. You have a following of pure gym people. They fucking use protein powder. They want 20% off. They use your code. You get commission. So you're either getting salary and commission or just commission.
Mm-hmm. Which, in that sense, so like Taylor was saying, you get paid, underpaid like crazy. If you think of it, you get paid monthly for most of these brands. On the first of each month, you'd get paid and then you'd also get your salary within that payment. And the amount you would get paid for a full month of 10 swipe ups, 2 reels at minimum, feed posts at minimum,
YouTube video, like you're plugging it literally in everything.
It does not compare to the amount that we now get paid working with brands where if I say I work with, what's a brand?
Curology.
Say I work with Curology. They would come to me, well, they would come to my manager and they'd be like, hey, we want to work with Sam. This is our budget or whatever. Like, here are the deliverables we want. And then they would kind of negotiate back and forth. Now, for the most part, majority of the deliverables would be probably one Instagram post or a reel and then a set of stories on the Instagram. The amount that you get paid for that is way more than what, like, for the most part, the brands that we would be working with in the fitness community. So it's like, we get to do way, we're fortunate enough where we get to do way less ads in comparison to the fitness community and make more.
Right. So rather than posting a code on our story 10 times a day for a million different things, if we're posting every single day, or let's say 5 times a week on feed, every single day, multiple times a day on stories, multiple TikToks a day, maybe a YouTube video a week, this podcast a week, if we only do 4 or 5 ads a month or sometimes even less, that's like fucking 1% of our content when you put it that way. And if you see links, they're affiliate links. Yes, sometimes they're not. And affiliate links, what those are, those brands are not paying us. When we link something, I think people assume everything's paid.
Yeah.
We're not being paid to do it, but we will make commission off those links. But for me, the biggest thing when supporting a creator and using their affiliate links, in my opinion, big creators are making a fuck ton of money off their affiliate links. Affiliate links aren't a lot of people's main source of income. Nope. Like I said, unless you're crazy big. For me, the reason I would always love for y'all to click my links and shop through me is to prove to brands that I sell.
Yeah.
That's the reason I want you to click my links, is so that way if I link a Princess Polly jacket, I can show that 200 people clicked my Princess Polly link.
Exactly.
100 people bought the jacket. Whatever. I'm just making up numbers.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't care less if that link made me money, because these commission links give you like a cent for fucking purchase. Okay. They're like, they're not giving you like 10 bucks. So that shows the brand, oh, Princess Polly can see this girl sold 100 jackets. It's like trackable.
Yes, exactly. So, and that's another thing too. Someone had asked me when I posted the margarita ad a few weeks ago, she had swiped up and was like, hey, like I can't buy this in store or something along the lines, but how can I support you if I were to buy, or no, she wanted to buy in store. She's like, how can I support you if I want to buy this in store? And I'm like, girlfriend, just click the link just to show that you had interest in it. And you don't even have to buy it online. If you want to go buy in store, just click the link. So that way when I show the brands how many people clicked the link, I got a lot of link clicks and I could potentially grow a really good relationship with this brand where, hey, her link click to view ratio was really good. We want to work with her again.
Yeah.
So that's just how now, when working with brands, they look at it. Whereas when we were in the fitness industry,
sales.
They did not care about anything other than how much they were selling. And it's funny too, because the amount of times we've gotten screwed over in contracts with the fitness industry of there being stuff within the contract of, if you don't meet a certain amount of sales, we're not going to pay you, which is so beyond messed up. Because we put all of our energy, all of our effort into posting content for that brand
and giving them content that they can use for whatever they want.
Yeah. And then they're not even going to pay us, because in the contract in small writing, it said, if you don't hit this amount of sales, we can't pay you. These brands that now we work with are putting trust within us and our content that we will generate some sales
and brand awareness. So I also, if you guys remember, like I did work on the brand side of things. Like, this is an industry I know the ins and outs of like no fucking other. Like, I would say this is my influencer marketing, I think, is my biggest area of like expertise. You are paying for brand awareness. You know, we look and so-and-so tags us in our story. Okay, our profile visits are up 300%. That's a fuck ton more people going to our Instagram. And that's worth money. And the other thing that's worth money and why brands pay is they get to use the content. They get to post it on their feed. They get to use it as ads. And back in the day, before influencers, if you wanted ad video, if you wanted stuff for your feed, you got to hire a model. You got to hire a camera person. You got to hire lighting, hair and makeup, this, that, the other, whatever it is, an editor, you name it, to get a video for an ad. The video doesn't pop out of thin air. But now you can get someone at home with their camera, with their iPhone, wherever it may be, to make you a good ad video. But you have to pay them to use it. You don't get to just use people's content and basically not pay anything to make ad video when someone made a whole commercial for you. That's also a big chunk of what people are paying, is because they get those usage rights. Is that's when you'll see a video boosted by a brand. If you go on someone's page and it has a million views but like 1,000 likes,
mm-hmm.
It's because it was pushed as an ad. So a brand can actually go on your page and boost those videos.
Yeah.
So they're also paying you to use it as literal advertisement as their sponsored Instagram and TikTok content.
Yeah. Brand awareness is honestly so much more important to these brands that we work with now, because they don't need to be selling it online. Like, if I were to be walking in the store and I saw someone's ad and I had brand awareness of that brand, I would buy it in person at the store. So they just don't know where the sales are being generated. So if they just put all of this money, all of this budget into ads with a bunch of creators throughout social media for brand awareness, that does them great when they see maybe that the sales in store are doing great, because it's potentially coming from just brand awareness. So
mm-hmm.
Which another thing too is, like I said this before, is the like fitness community is so vulnerable. Like the audience in the fitness community is people that are maybe really insecure in themselves. Hate to say it, but it's true. People that are trying to do drastic weight loss, or just maybe someone like myself back in the day who had a very, really bad relationship with food, disordered eating, XYZ. So they will try to do anything in their power to have that quick fix in their fitness journey, whether it's by protein powder, all these crazy supplements, or workout clothes. Like they live, breathe, eat fitness. And like, it's their only personality. And guys, I know it seems like I'm attacking, but I'm talking about myself. Like I was like this.
Yeah.
I was that individual that I would see something, I needed it because everyone else and their mother in the fitness community had it. And I felt like, one, to fit in the fitness community, I needed it. And two, I was so insecure in myself that I saw a girl talking about this greens powder debloating her. Oh, I needed to get it because I'm always so bloated. So
yeah,
these ads and all this content in the fitness community is going towards people that are very, very like, it's a sensitive thing to them. So they will buy the products. They will get whatever they need. And you need to remember all these creators that have these long-term athlete partnerships get endless free supplements monthly. And I was someone, I would work out with all these brands. They would send me endless supplements. And because they were free, I was using them. And because they were free, I was posting about them. But once I stopped working with all these brands, I didn't really use supplements anymore. I don't really use supplements. So you just need to keep that in mind when you see a content creator in the fitness space using all of these crazy amount of supplements. Would they actually use these supplements if they weren't free?
Yeah, and that's a thing that I tried to tell people in my comments. Like I posted about how I'm using the Oura Ring now.
Mm-hmm.
I used it and then I stopped and now I'm back. And everyone's like, is it worth it? Is it worth it? I'm like, I'm gonna be so real with you. I got this for free.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would have bought it. Maybe I would. I do like it. I'm like, but I can't really be a good vouch if like $600 for this is worth it because I didn't pay for it. So I don't really know. Can't tell you. And that's like an important thing to know, is like they're getting things for free. So we're going to use them. Like, obviously I do that too. You know, you get stuff for free, freaking use it. Duh. I think another thing to note about the fitness community is it becomes very... And this is a certain, you guys know the fitness community we're talking about. There's different like sectors of the fitness community.
Oh, yeah.
But y'all know who we're talking about. There's like a certain type of influencer. The fitness community with these brands becomes so clicky and like who's cool and not cool. Mm-hmm. And it goes in waves. It's like, well, the cool kids right now are with Raw Gear. If you're not with Raw Gear, loser. Oh, the cool kids right now are with Young LA. If you're not with Young LA, loser.
Yeah.
The cool kids right now are with Dark Sport. And if you're not with Dark Sport,
they
kind of a fucking loser. And it's like, we're family. We're blah, blah, blah. No, you're fucking not. You're not family. Is that your mom? No, you're not family. No, you're not friends. You're not fucking family. My biggest red flag with a brand is like, we're family. Get out of here.
Yeah. You're not family.
You're not family. They don't know you. You're a number. I don't care how much they say you're not. You are, because you're literally a billboard for them. And it becomes so clicky with this brand of like, what brand are you with? What brand are you with? Like Rise was like a click and all these things. Everyone's like a little click of people. And it's like, if you're not with the cool one,
imagine Tarte
kind of on the outside
makeup being like, we're a family.
Yeah, like we're a family. And it's like, oh, you work with, it's not like, oh, you work with Tarte and you work with Charlotte Tilbury. Like,
oh,
like it's not like that. That's fucking weird. It's very pitted against each other.
It is.
It's very, very competitive.
And
it's
over
like,
the years too, they hop from brand to brand. Like
right,
the amount of creators, that you'll see be like, okay, this year I was with Young LA. Now I'm with Raw Gear.
And everyone's
now I'm with
the best
Alphalete.
One. And
I'm like,
everyone's the best one.
And they talk about how much they love the brand. I'm like, well, didn't you love that other brand like a few months ago? Why do you all of a sudden love this brand so much? Like,
and let me tell
you,
it's all the same.
It's all the same.
It's all the same.
Same warehouses, same manufacturers. It's all the same.
It's all the same crap. And like I said, we're talking about also ourselves. Like, sorry, it's real. And I think in the beginning, this was very early and it was the excitement of it. Brands want to work with you. It's so exciting. I will say, though, like if you look back, even if I know you can't go back on my stories, like I did try. I never was like, this is the best I've literally ever, like, I tried to stay away from those extremes.
Yeah.
Of, like, this is the best thing I've ever tried, because I'm like, bitch, be for real. But I would just be like, yeah, I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I did try to stay away from those extremes. But people push the extreme so heavy of this is the best thing I've ever tried. And this honestly goes for all influencers, to be honest. But this is the best thing literally ever. And it's like, is it?
And then you go to their bio and it says, signed with Young LA. Like, no wonder it's the best.
Yeah. But with the fitness community, it literally is all the same. 100%. It's all the same crap. And like I said, the competitive nature of these brands being so pitted against each other is so fucking weird. And if you're like, why do people go brand to brand? Why are you Raw Gear and then Alphalete, whatever, this, that, and the other? Because they buy you out of your contract.
Yeah, whatever is going to pay you more, that influencer will jump to.
Your contract with so-and-so was $500 a month, 20% commission. Well, knock, 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 I'll give you $1,000 a month, 30% commission. Bye.
And that's why so many people jumped from Raw Gear over to Young LA, because, hate to say it, Bradley, but like, you just weren't paying your athletes enough.
Like, yeah. Someone else is going to pay them more and they're going to take you, which isn't the athlete's fault. I mean, something I've learned, as we've stated on here before, no one cares about you. And something I didn't do was I didn't take a massive supplement deal because I was loyal to the supplement company I was with. And like, I felt it would be so disingenuous that I didn't take it. And the supplement company I was with dropped me immediately after our whole drama went down. So as we've stated on here before, you should take the most money. Duh. Especially when the shit is the fucking same. Yeah. The shit is the same. It's a fucking t-shirt. It's not like you're promoting like flat tummy tee now. Mm-hmm. We're talking t-shirts. Like, yeah. It's literally just, do you want the same t-shirt with this logo or this logo?
Pick it really poison. Is the logo. It really is. Like, it makes or break. What do you want to wear? Do you want to wear the Gymshark logo or do you want to wear the Alphalete logo? Like, which logo do you want?
Yeah. And then you go to these big meetups where everyone's wearing like their clothes that they're signed with, and you're all family until you're all in the same room and no one talks.
Or they talk shit about you.
Or they talk shit about you and then post it on the internet.
Yeah. So, but another thing I want to also talk about real quick with the supplements is a lot of these big brands don't even care if you don't use a supplement or not. Like, they will try to get you to post about the supplement. Like, I, towards the end of being with the fitness community, really started to become against all these supplements and using all these supplements. So when we signed on to like our last supplement company that we wanted to work with, I made it very clear in the onboarding meeting. I was like, just so you know, the only products I will be using and posting about is going to be pre-workout, creatine, and protein powder. Everything else, don't expect me to talk about. Don't, if there's a launch about it, I'm not posting about it because I don't believe in these fat burners. I don't believe in these BCAs. Like, I'm not going to post about them like crazy because, one, personally, I wouldn't use them. And two, I don't believe in them. So it is crazy to see back end how many like CEOs, managers will try to push you to post about a launch of a product when you don't even use it. Like, one of the big ones that I used to work with, I don't even know if I should name drop, but
yeah,
would... they would send me PR packages, and in my contract, it said that I had to post about new launches. And for the longest time, they were coming out with all these like fat burner ones. And I was like, I don't want to post about this. I'm not posting about this. And I would get harassed through. So they would reach out to my manager, and then my manager would be like, you need to post about this, Sam. And I'm like, I don't want to post about this product. And it came to the point where I was just like, I feel so unauthentic with what I'm posting right now that I can't do it anymore. And I had to leave.
And speaking of managers, people in the fitness community don't have managers because managers, like I said, that's a whole nother realm. They don't know how to deal with fitness contracts. Fitness contracts are so fucking weird. They're not like normal brand deals that like you see like Alex Earl type influencers, normal influencers getting. Fitness people don't have managers really because there's no, you're kind of just signed on with who you're signed on for the year. You have a clothing, you have a supplement, and you're good to go. And if you're wild, you have like three clothing, three supplement companies.
Yeah.
And then you're kind of like good to go for the year. We have managers and that do all of our stuff for us, do all our negotiations, reach out, yada, 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 to coordinate and plan out these scheduled posts. Like Sam said, are like,
oh my God,
you're out of nowhere. Like Sam said, are like one reel on a story or just a reel, whatever it may be. It's different every time. So that's why influencers have managers, but you might not see fitness people have managers because it's different. Like it's such a different space of the I'm just with these two companies versus you kind of get new deals every month.
When we were making the transition to from outside of the fitness community and started to like, we were doing a mix of both because you can't just jump from being out of all these long-term contracts and then starting to do the ads with people on YouTube. Like, we were working with like HelloFresh and all these other brands on YouTube. But when we signed on with our managers and we were still kind of doing the long-term things with the fitness community, our managers would look at these contracts and be like,
what the fuck?
What is this? This is crazy to me. I've never seen anything like it. And it was honestly hard for our managers to understand it because they've never dealt with it before. So, yeah, that's just, I don't think people really understand it or think about it when they're looking at it from an outsider's perspective. So that's why I like to have this conversation of the difference within the industry and the difference within contracts and working with brands, because it really grinds my gears when people in the comments are like, all you ever do is post ads. Because now those ads, yes, they do stick out like sore thumbs because they're brands that are not in my everyday life. Like, when I was in the fitness community, those brands were in my everyday life, so it was easier to put it into my content. Whereas, yeah, I posted an ad about a margarita company. Like, that kind of sticks out a little bit more.
And when we say not in our everyday life, we don't mean, like, brands we never use. It's just that when you're doing fitness, like, I go to the gym every day, so I wear an outfit every day. I was going to take a selfie in the gym anyway. That's an easy tag.
Yeah, or supplements. I have protein powder every morning.
Yeah, like, so it's easy to post, whereas, like, we drank them. Well, I didn't drink it, but like the margarita mix got drank and enjoyed, but like that's just more random.
I'm not going to post about it every day.
Yeah, it's not like you have margarita mix every single day. Like, yeah. That's crazy.
I'm trying to, I keep using the margarita one as an example because one, I don't work with many brands, and two, like I'm trying to think of something else that's also within the same realm, but that's just like a really good example.
We're both working with Kodiak Cakes.
Yes, Kodiak Cakes. Oh my God. And that's like a dream to be working with Kodiak Cakes.
I know.
Cakes.
So like we're both working with Kodiak Cakes, and like, do I eat Kodiak Cakes every single day? No. Since I've gotten the stuff, have I been eating it? Yes. But it's not like every single day versus like a fucking workout short or protein
powder
that
Kodiak Cakes has already been sitting in my pantry. So when I got the email that I'm working with Kodiak Cakes, I'm like, no fucking way. I love Kodiak Cakes. Like, love that. But yes, is that ad going to stick out? Probably, because it's an ad.
And because they're one-time deals, a fitness company is paying you for the whole month to basically be a billboard.
Yes. It's your lifestyle. You are
a walking billboard. This company is like, we're paying you for this one video, so in this one video, you better talk us up. It's not like just a link in a code. It's, you need to say these things because we're paying you for this one thing. We want to use it as an ad. So it's a little bit more curated. And I think something I also find, and it pisses me off, is people will comment on someone's video. I'm going to say like Alex Earl is a good example of this. Like, because this is where I saw it. They were like, you do such a good job of not making it look like an ad. And yes, some people are better at it than others. But I just want to let you guys know, if you see a video that's such an ad, like one of the recent ones I just did was the biggest pain in the ass ad I've ever done in my life. It looked like a fucking ad. It performed awful. You know why? Because they were so specific about what they wanted. They edited the video a million times, and you have to do what they want. I mean, or walk out on the money and have a bad relationship with the brand. Like, I literally almost pulled out, and it was a good money deal, actually. And my manager was like, this is like a good, like, they pay good. Like, you don't want to ruin this relationship. Like, you should do it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck. Like, and it was the worst video fucking ever because I had so many specifications. And it's like, that's what you have to do. And I think people see that as like, oh, she's not as good as at ads. It's like, no, I would have loved to make an organic ad. It's like when they see like Alex Earl do something, and I saw the comments being like, this is such a good ad because it's Alex Earl. They probably didn't give a fuck what she did.
They weren't specific.
They weren't specific with her because she's Alex Earl, and she gets to be specific about what deal she takes. Yes, we get to be a little specific, but Alex Earl gets every brand knocking on her door. She can be picky and choosy.
Mm-hmm.
Not everyone has that luxury of just
tossing
every brand to the side because it's not perfect.
Yeah.
She only gets to do what's perfect. So she probably only takes deals that align perfectly with her style of filming. In my opinion, every brand should let creators do that, but sometimes they tie you into fucking shit where you have to put out the worst video and then they're like, it didn't convert. And it's like, well, that's literally the worst video I've ever seen.
Yeah,
and
that's not
what you approved.
It's so, not something that I would normally do. Like, I, for one, my reels have been like my running videos, whatever. The most ideal ad would be to work with a brand that I incorporate into my running vlogs.
Right.
Whether it was Hoka shoes, some type of athletic wear, my Camelback backpack. Like, something that's organic, whereas some brands, they don't like that. They want to make something that's so far-fetched outside of the niche of content that I make, and it's just not going to fit into my content, so it doesn't perform well. Because I know what's going to perform well, because I know what my audience likes to watch. So another thing is the way we get ads. I'm going to speak for myself, but I feel like, Taylor, you're definitely probably the same with the way we get ads. So we both have managers. We have different managers. And our managers will just text us being like, hey, we have this offer from this brand with this amount of deliverables. Do you want to do it? Do you want to take it? And majority of the time we're like, hell freaking yeah, because our managers know us so well that they know what brands we want to work with.
Yeah, they don't really like give me some bullshit.
Random. Yeah. So say yes. And then a few days later, we'll get sent the brief. And then majority of the time, also the tracking information for the product that's going to be sent into us. Then once we have the brief and the product, you go through the brief. The brief, for the most part, with most of these brands, will have a do's and a do's, do not list of things that you cannot do within the ad and then things that you can do within the ad. And then there will also be call to action. And within the video, you have specific things that you need to say out loud, like as a voiceover or within the video if you're doing like a vlog style video. And those are things that are required to be said. Sometimes the ad or the brands that you work with, that call to action slash do's list is very long. Like, it's insane how you have to try to incorporate certain things within the video to make it work. But other times, the do's and the call to action are very, very small. And those are the brands we love to work with.
100%. I literally got on a call the other day with a brand. Some of them like to get on a call. Some of them don't. And because there was a call, I was like, oh, fuck. Like, I feel like there's this call because I'm going to have so much that I need to do, like, not so much that I need to do work-wise, but just, oh my god, they must have so many rules. Like, why do they need this call? Oh my god, the brief was just like, doesn't really matter. I'm like, oh my god, slay, thank you. I was like, I'll probably do the video like this. Like, yeah, perfect.
Yeah,
like,
and
oh my god, thank you. Like, I said, I did influencer marketing, made briefs, the whole thing. Like I said, when I tell y'all, I know this shit, bro. I should probably start a fucking agency and be a manager. Like, I know this shit inside and out. Our best performing influencer, one, because he's just growing so much and has a great audience, he was like, I only do videos like exactly as my style. We're like, cool. We were so chill on influencers because I know the struggle, so I was like, do you, I don't give a fuck. He was our best performing, and he did them so organically, sold like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
And it's like everyone that was doing these long ass ads sold nothing.
Mm-hmm. And another thing too, when we were with the fitness industry, none of our ads or content had to be approved. We just got to post it right in the moment, right when we wanted to. Whereas now, most of the brands we work with, I would say like 80% of them, need approval before you post it. So you film the content, you create it, send it into your manager, and then your manager sends it to the brand, and then they approve it, and you have a live date that you're allowed to go and post it. Now, there are some brands, and I have a few that I work with that I absolutely love working with because, one, I love their product, but also, two, I can just post it when I want. They'll just say, hey, we want to work with you for 3 months. We're going to work with you from January to March. Within those months, I need at least one reel, and I need at least 2 to 3 stories throughout the entire month. Post it whenever you want. We trust your content. We worked with you before. Just those are the deliverables you need. Post them when you want. And there's nothing better than being able to just post an ad free will. Like, hey, today I woke up and I want to post about this.
Yeah. I also wanted to say that in terms of price, obviously we don't share, like, rates differ from brand to brand. If there's a brand I really want to work with, this is just like random numbers. I'm making this up, okay? If there's a brand like I really want to work with, I love them so much, they might be like, we can only $1,000 for this video. Mm-hmm. But I love the brand. I'm doing
Take it. Yeah, take it.
Then there might be another brand who I still like, because again, I work with brands I like. Same video, but bigger brand, bigger budget. I'll give you $10,000 for that video. It varies. So when people are like, what's your rates? Your managers basically send a rate that is fair. Sometimes it's not fair. These influencers' rates that I would get were bonkers, okay? They send a rate, you counter, you negotiate. And like I said, sometimes a brand is like, bro, we got, like, sometimes I'm like, whoa, you got that much money? And sometimes, like, damn, that kind of sucks, but I like the brand. It's all over the place. It depends on time of year, depends on how the company's doing, it depends on the deliverables, it depends on your own fucking engagement. It's literally up and down all the time. But I'd say for a good, if I'm going to give a good estimate, from what a fitness brand would pay me for the whole month, I'd say I get like 3 to 5 times that per one brand. Yeah. Now,
oh, maybe more. 100%. Well, most of these brands weren't even paying in the fitness community nearly what I would make from my code. Like, yeah. I'd be posting my code and getting more commission from my code than I would off the salary base.
When I was with Misfits, I was making literally I was making double with my code than what my salary was.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. And that was, I was just like being underpaid for like how much they were using me and stuff. But again, I didn't care because I felt really loyal to the company, but then they dropped my ass and I let go of a really fucking big deal because I wanted to do the morally correct thing. So
yeah,
never make that mistake. But yeah, you get paid more outside of these fitness companies because these fitness companies really wrap you into like the we're a family. And it is secure, though. I will give it that. If you're selling a lot and you have a supplement company and a clothing company, you can make a decent living. I'm not saying they're not making money, because if they're the top people, they're probably making good, decent salary, double that in commission per each one. And it's very secure. You don't really have to worry about it.
Yeah. The only issue that with doing that and being so secure, yes, you're secure, but the downfall is you're posting so much about these other brands that you can't even like take the opportunity to post about your brand. Like, mm-hmm. I felt like when I was working with all these brands, I limited the amount that I was actually able to talk about myself or our podcast or our merch, because I had to be posting about this other clothing brand every day. So there are downfalls with that, because you want to build yourself as your own person. And when you're with, like,
agreed,
all these other you're the same. You're copy and paste. You're not your own person. You can barely talk about yourself. You can't create your own branding as an individual. So it's been really nice over the last 2 years now of kind of creating my own branding, creating my own space where it's me. You look at my page, it's me. Me cooking, me in love with makeup now, in love with fashion. And it's not just me going to the gym, me taking supplements, me making my protein notes. Like,
yeah, like,
it's boring.
It's like finding your own groove and your own identity, and not just being, you go to somewhere like a Alpha Land meetup, everyone's the fucking same.
Copy and paste.
And we were, like, I'm not saying we're holier than these people. Like, I'm talking about us back then.
If I were to redo it in any way, like, starting off with doing content, I really wish I didn't dive straight into fitness.
Part of me is like, yes, but that's also,
I feel I like wouldn't. Though, if my personality was in that content too, it really could have changed things. Yes, I was blowing up. The fitness content was doing amazing. That's why I grew. But if I also spiced in there like videos of me talking and talking about things going on in my life, or had other things of interest, I feel like things could have played out a little bit differently. And so that's just my 2 cents. If you are doing content, you're a small creator, like, don't sell yourself so short of the niche that you have for yourself and what you're posting about.
Yeah, I would agree. I probably wouldn't have cut back on the fitness stuff, but I would have had other things in it as well. And maybe,
because you just never know. If I was posting everything and I was more lifestyle, dude, I could be like, who knows where I'd be, honestly. Like, it's just,
yeah, it would just be a different landscape. But it's also hard because we're being organic to ourselves, and that was like a big chunk of what we were doing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, back then, like, you weren't doing makeup.
No, I know. But like, if I was posting other things outside, I mean, obviously fitness was my entire life, but if I was just posting other little things that I was doing throughout the day.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's hard to tell. It's hard to, I try not to have regrets, but I think there's all learning to be done.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully if you grow the right way as a person, we'll look back at what we're doing now. And
yeah,
you know, there'll always be where you look back and be like, oh, I should have done that differently. Or like, oh, that was cringe. Or I shouldn't have done it. Which like is you're growing. If you look back 5 years and you're like, yeah, I'm proud of that.
I'm so proud of the way we've grown as people. Like, so
100% offline and on.
Yes.
Online.
Yeah. Like, it's insane how much I've changed with whether the way I handle situations or the way I look at life and the way I treat my body. Like, every aspect has changed significantly. And that's why it makes me so sad when I see, for example, like Pookie getting so much hate from things she did 12 years ago. I'm like, I've changed so much in 2 years. I can't even imagine 12 years. If someone were to bring up drama from my life 12 years ago, like, I just don't understand why people do that on social media, where they look for someone's downfall by looking for things from 12 years ago or even 3 years ago. Because it's like, you changed so much as a person.
Bro, I've changed so much in the last 2 months.
Yeah, like, it just, it's crazy.
Especially at this age.
Yeah, which I'm like, okay, whatever. I got canceled 2 years ago. I was so different then. Like, it's a crazy thing to look at.
No, it's all wild. And like I said, if you continue to do it right, you look back on what you did and you're like, oh, it was bad. But like, that means you're getting better.
Yeah.
Because I shouldn't think it's the same. And like, a lot of people's stuff is like kind of exactly the same. Mm-hmm. No tea, no shade. But like,
yeah, we've had a lot of self-growth.
Yeah, so
in
much.
In the best way possible.
So much. And thank God for that.
Yeah.
It's just lots. I think people get very comfortable in things. I think I give us a lot of credit for really, really, like, we never get comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like me and you really never let ourselves get too comfortable with something.
Yeah, I'm always looking for the next best thing,
like,
for myself.
It's like, how can this be better?
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is something not a lot of people do.
Yeah. And I love getting the comments, too, from you guys listening that have been listening since the very beginning. Yeah. And you guys have also grown with us in the sense of, like, you're like, I used to be like that. I used to do that. But now I do what you do. Or just, like, you relate so much to us within this whole journey that it's good to see, because we're probably a big part of the reason why you're also changing.
Mm-hmm.
Which just feels so good to know that we're doing.
Did you see my transformation video of my cut hair and my blonde hair?
No.
I'll show it to you after. And people are like, bro, who the fuck was that? I had blonde hair and eyelash extensions. People are like, I followed you since then. And like, I don't know who that is. I'm like, me neither. Yeah. I don't know who that is. I straight up don't know. Even now, since I cut my hair at dance, I told my friend, I'm like, if you knew me before the bob, you didn't.
Yeah.
You didn't. And that day in class, she was like, something awoke in you. She was like, that was like the best you've ever danced. I was like, it's the hair. I'm like, I told you.
Yours is the hair. This year, mine's the boobs from last year.
I'm like, if you knew me before the hair, you didn't. Like, she was like, you were like something like came over you. Like, you were just different. I'm like, yeah, I'm living my fucking best life. Can you tell?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, when people, I've been getting a lot of compliments from strangers lately. Like, and I'm like, just feels good when you feel good. And it clearly is, like, radiating,
yeah,
to people. Because I don't give off an energy, or I used to, like, not give off an energy that is very, like, welcoming to people to come talk to me. And, like, I've been getting so many compliments from strangers or, like, stuff. And I'm like, okay, it just feels very nice when, like, the energy I feel inside is, like, radiating to outside people.
Yeah, I agree.
It's very fulfilling. But, yeah. That was a lot of insight into the influencer world. Can you guys hear Mac snoring?
Mac is snoring like a crazy man on my lap right now.
That was a lot of influencer tea and like how ads work.
Yeah. You want to know something crazy though?
What?
Next week when we record, I moved in.
I know.
Isn't that nuts?
I know. I was going to ask you like on here, but we were talking for so, like, we didn't have a,
yeah,
we didn't have a downtime in conversation that I felt like I needed to fill.
Yeah. So Thursday is my final walkthrough. And then on Monday, I go to the title company and they hand me over my keys.
I have not seen it yet.
I know, at 8 in the morning.
I have not seen it yet. I can't wait to go.
I know. I'm so excited. And then the movers on Monday morning, or on Monday, come to this house and take all my shit around like 1:32. And then we head back over to my house and they unpack it all. So I'm not going to be around much on Monday, but Tuesday we'll record and I will have a whole 24 hours to recap on my move.
I'm so excited. I can't wait to go see it.
I know. I'm so exciting. Pumped. I just hope my furniture comes soon.
I'm so pumped to move.
Yeah. It's definitely going to be weird too next week when like 50% of this house is empty.
It's going to be weird when we don't live together.
I know, because I'm going to be coming back and forth like a few times. Like, obviously, everything in the kitchen, like, I'm not going to take the first day, like, I'm not gonna have a fridge yet. So like I'm gonna have to like throughout all of next week, like come back and forth and like grab things.
It's gonna be so weird when we don't live
together. And it's just gonna be like I'm grabbing things like,
you know what I was thinking about? Just like needing to text you.
I know. I'm excited for it though.
Yeah, but it's just like we don't really text
because I know
we see each other. Cause also we like, let's say this weekend we were like doing different things, but like we don't talk about the fact that like on Saturday, like we sit and talk, like we also talk and see each other, we live together.
Yeah.
So it's like Saturday we didn't say like, oh, we did this, but like we also like sat and talked Saturday. So like, we talk a lot, and like I don't feel the need to text you a lot, because if there's something I need to tell you, I can fucking tell you in the house.
Yeah.
Like I don't need to text you like this happened.
Yeah.
I'll just see you in an hour and tell you in the fucking kitchen. So I'm just like, wow, this can be so weird to like text you or like FaceTime you.
Yeah.
Cause I just like,
it will also
for most of our friendship, we've lived together. So I've never needed to really call you unless it was an emergency. I just fucking see you in the living room.
And I feel like it would also be really good. Now we're going to have reasons to get out of the house during the week. Cause we both are the only two that really like work from home.
Yeah.
So we can meet up at a coffee shop, go to get lunch, like
I'm going to FaceTime you a lot.
Yeah. I'm going
to, don't be annoyed at you.
My phone's going to be on, what's it? Not do not disturb. It's going to be on
airplane mode.
No, focus. That focus setting. Yeah. This setting.
Will you answer your boyfriend's calls?
Yeah, because his come in. Anyone that's in my favorites is automatically comes in through do not disturb it. Well, you haven't been because it's like, I don't really call you.
As I was saying, we don't really text on the phone. Yeah. It's like, I see you in real life. Put me in your favorites.
Yeah, okay.
It's kind of fucked up.
I know. Give me a second, bro. I see you every day.
I don't think I have a favorites list.
Yeah, I made it so in the settings, if anyone on your favorites list goes through do not disturb if it's an emergency.
Yeah, like I could have emergencies. Like, I feel like the only, you know what? Actually, no, your logic is kind of flawed. The only reason I would call you if it was an emergency.
Yeah, but there hasn't, I guess, but there hasn't really been an emergency.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? Literally the only reason I would ever really call you is an emergency.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Because I don't call you to talk. We talk in person.
Yeah.
Something to think about.
Something to think about.
Okay, well, I'm so hungry.
Me too. I'm starving.
I'm gonna make a tuna salad
sandwich. I have salad stuff, so I'm gonna chef it up.
I can't wait to go eat.
Me too.
Okay,
bye guys.
Flight 562 is
oh my gosh, Brooke, we're gonna miss our flight. We didn't finish the promo. Can we just record it on the plane?
I will not be that person.
What if we record it in the bathroom?
Ew, no, that is disgusting.
We'll just have to go off the cuff and tell everyone about our podcast right now, called Gals on the Go.
Well, we are two gals constantly on the move with weekly conversations about friendship, navigating your 20s, relationships, trends, and just our exciting, chaotic lives.
With Brooke Michio and Danielle Carolyn, please come to
the gate. Well, I think it's time to board now, but this should be enough, right?
Yeah, I'm sure they won't use it.
But in case they do, new episodes of Gals on the Go drop every Wednesday.
Find us wherever you get your podcasts.